So first of all, a shayach to Paul and Lisa Glazer for opening up their home for suggesting the shiur, for organizing the shiur, for opening up their home to the shiur, and we hope that they only should use their home for gatherings of Torah and of Simchas. What I'd like to do tonight is to discuss the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrei HaEmuna, his 13, we'll translate for now, principles of Emuna, which he lists in the Hakdama. In the Perush of Mishnayos, the Masechta Sanhedrin, in the 10th parak on the first Mishnah. It's ironic because the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, which is of course his major work in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes that he wanted to become kind of the end of the conversation of Halacha. The Rambam says it's so difficult in his time already. It was so difficult to go through a sugya with all the Marmakaimus, Sifra, Sifrei, the Gemara, and the Gaonim, he says, it's so difficult to come to a psak. How do you ever come to a psak? Takes forever. So the Rambam wanted to compose a sefer that would be kind of like what we would consider today the Mishnah Berurah, kind of like the Pesach Achron, the turn to place when he had a Shaila Lamaisa. And the Rambam wanted to end pretty, minimize conversations in terms of paskening Shailas. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam over here, Ois Aleph, the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah, Klol Shel Davar, Kadesh Lo Yehe Adam Tzarech Lechibar Achar Ba'olam. He didn't want you to have any other Svarim. This should encompass the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh, the development of Halacha. And writes at the end, Lefisha Adam Kari B'Torah Shebichsav Tchila. He called it Mishnah Torah. I'm sorry, he looked back a few words. Leficha Karasi Shem Chibur Zem Mishnah Torah. Therefore, he called the Yad HaChazaka the Mishnah Torah, because you should read the Tanakh. Va'achar Kach Kari B'Zeh. Then you should read this. V'yoydeh Mimenu Torah Shebaal Peh Kula. You know the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Likor Sefer Achar B'Neim. You don't have to read anything else other than this. So the Rambam tried to minimize the conversation with regards to Halacha, and in fact, all the Mishnah Torah did was, if anything, expanded the discussions with regards to Halacha. It created conversation. All Yeshiva Shetorah, Briska Torah, is based all on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So if anything, he created more conversation. However, ironically, the Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos to Sanhedrin, the 10th parak where he lists Yud Gimel Ikrei HaEmuna, did not have such an ambitious goal. He wasn't trying to end the conversation with regards to Emunah Sudeus, but that's probably what the Rambam did. The Rambam, even though he didn't achieve to become the Pesach Achron with regards to Halacha, the Rambam did become the Pesach Achron with regards to Emunah Sudeus, and the Yud Gimel Ikrei HaEmuna are pretty much accepted as the go-to place to determine what is an acceptable Emunah and what is not. And therefore, what I'd like to do is to try and figure out what was the Rambam attempting to do by composing or by compiling the Yud Gimel Ikrei HaEmuna. What was his purpose in doing it, and what is its place in Halacha? So, but in order to put the Rambam in perspective, we need to take one step back and just to put it, all of these, this entire conversation in perspective. The Chovas HaLevavos in his Hakdama already raises an issue with regards to the fact that the Torah, for the most part, emphasizes mitzvahs maisiyos. It emphasizes action-oriented mitzvahs. There aren't that many mitzvahs, or we don't find any, that legislate how a person is supposed to think, what his emunah is supposed to be. We find emotional mitzvahs, that's what the Chovas HaLevavos points out. We have a mitzvah of avahavta Hashem Elokecha, avas Hashem. We have a mitzvah of aisaisi ro'u, yiras Hashem. We don't find mitzvahs that have to do with emunah. So the Chovas HaLevavos tries to explain. We'll get to it in a second. So, but we don't find, for the most part, that might be the one. We'll get to it. But by and large, it's not what the Torah focuses on. So the Chovas HaLevavos says, is this like something that's not stressed in the eyes of the Torah? So the Chovas HaLevavos makes a logical argument to explain that, of course, this must be an integral part of Torah. And his argument is the following. He says, we have many Evarim and many mitzvahs that relate to each one of the Evarim. But animals also have Evarim. What distinguishes us from the animal kingdom is our ability to, cognitive abilities, our ability to think, our ability to have emotions to a greater degree than the animal kingdom. So the Chovas HaLevavos makes the point, well, if that's our unique characteristic of humanity, is the ability to have intellect, so of course there must be mitzvos that relate to that aver, the heart and the moyach, just as much, or if not more, than mitzvos that relate to the different avarim. So the Chovas HaLevavos makes the logical argument, we must have mitzvahs that legislate what we are to believe and what we are to think. If that is the case, so then we can ask, well, then why isn't it listed explicitly in the Torah? If there are mitzvahs about what a person has to believe, with one exception, Paul mentioned, we'll get to in a second, why, by and large, are there no mitzvahs about emunah, what you have to believe in the Torah? And I believe that the answer to that is because this is the basis, it's the premise, the context for all of the mitzvahs is the belief system. The belief system is not legislated because that's the context, that's the premise of everything. For example, is the Rambam's sheet over here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam begins the Sefer HaMitzvahs by counting a mitzvah asay to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam from the first of the Aseres HaDibros. Look over here, Ois Gimel, the Rambam writes, a mitzvah rishona hi hatzivo yesher tzivanu lahamin ha'alakus, to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Based on what pasuk? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Rambam brings a raya that this is a mitzvah from the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara says in Makkos that we have a tradition, we have Tarayag Mitzvahs, 613. But the pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Gematria Torah 611. What about the other two? So the Gemara says, those two, we didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, we heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are the first two? So what are the first two mitzvahs that we heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam that are the first in the Tarayag mitzvahs? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and lo yila lecha Elohim acher malponai. So the Rambam therefore says, you see from the Gemara that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. The Ramban in his Asogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, though, quotes from the Baal Halachas Gedolus, that's over here, Ois Dawid, that does not count as in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. He doesn't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What about the Gemara? So the Baha gets out of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara, what did it mean to say the first two mitzvahs are Anochi Hashem Elokecha? The Gemara doesn't say what the first two mitzvahs are. It assumes you know what they are. So the Ram says, Anochi, the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yiyeh Lecha. The Bahag says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. What then are the first two mitzvahs? Is Lo Yiyeh Lecha and Lo Yisavdeim. You shouldn't make Avodah Zarah's idols, and you shouldn't worship it. Two mitzvahs as part of the Yisav Avodah Zarah. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, according to the Bahag, why is it not a mitzvah? So you look over here at the end of Ois Dawud, about Ha'emuna B'mitziuso Yis'ale, Emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hu ikar v'hashoresh, the last few words on that line, Hu ikar v'hashoresh ha'mimenu noldu ha'mitzvos v'yimna b'cheshbonon. This is the basis, it's the context for everything. You can't command a mitzvah to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, because if you don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not shayach to have a mitzvah. So before you ever get there, before you ever get to mitzvahs, you first have to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why the Bahag does not count it as a mitzvah. And I would argue that that's true for all of the emunos, videos that a person has to have, is the reason why they're not stated explicitly in the Torah, you must believe this, you must believe that, is because they're so basic that they're the premise of everything. The mitzvahs are, once you will believe, now you can discuss mitzvahs. But these ideas, emunos that a person has to believe, are the context or the premises of everything. That's why the Ramban writes, in the Hakadoma to say for Eoiv, the Ramban writes, let's say you have a Rasha who's a Kaifer Bakel, Kegoyin Ha'omrim, that the world always existed. They don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it writes the Ramban, Ein b'maaseyem zuchus, afil yisnagu b'midos noos v'toivos kol yemehem. Even if they do a mitzvah, says the Ramban, it doesn't count. You don't believe in it. So if you don't believe in anything, the mitzvahs that you do are irrelevant. That's why you can't have a mitzvah to believe, because belief predates mitzvahs. You have to believe, then, not chronologically, but theologically, a person first has to believe before he can discuss mitzvahs. Yeah.
The only way to count mitzvahs is only if you're a mammon first.
That's what the Ramban says.
So you can't do the mitzvahs and say, by doing the mitzvahs, I must be a mammon. Like,
that's right.
You know if you're a mammon.
What?
You should know that, right, you should know that, right. Rebbe Chanan makes the same point, yeah.
I don't know if you'd be able to explain this to us hugely. Is it the blueprint for how do you get to the Muna? Maybe that's the idea of the Shia, but how do you get to that point? Only not for mitzvahs, like he is saying.
I'm not talking about how to work on Emunah. That's a separate issue, Total meaning, what a drachim that I can do to work on Emunah, we're not going to discuss. That's not, I want to know now. The point is, right now, that a person has to believe in certain things. So the Chavis HaLevavos asks, why isn't it in the Torah? It's so important. Yeah, these Amunas, the Videos, why isn't it in the Torah? So what I'm explaining now, the reason why it's not in the Torah is, because that's the premise to everything. That's why the Bahag didn't count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's too basic. You can't have Torah and mitzvahs until you first believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I would argue that's the truth for all of the Yamunah, it's all the Yugim Ikrei Yamunah. The Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, who was unaware of the Ramban, perhaps unaware of the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Iyov, but the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes in his letters, he writes, let's say a person does mitzvahs and he doesn't believe in anything. V'akayfer eni yodea she, let's say he eats matzah, celebrates Pesach, you invite him to your Seder, the guy is not a maimon. Is he fulfilling anything by eating matzah? Says Rabbi Chanan, no! He's a misasek, like a person who carries outside with, if there's no air, if he carries outside with something in his pocket, he doesn't know he has it in his pocket. He's a misasek, he's not a shoygeg. Shoygeg means I think it's mutter to carry, and it's a bad example. I think it's mutter, and it's really yasser. But let's say, I don't even know I'm pashut carrying, I don't even know it's there. So then you're a misasek. So too, says Rabbi Chanan, a person who performs mitzvahs and he doesn't believe, it's not a mitzvah, because the whole context for mitzvahs is that a person believes, and then the mitzvahs make sense. If you don't believe in anything, says Rabbi Chanan, you're a misasek. V'akayfer eni yodea shayom pesach v'loy shezu matzah. There's no such thing as pesach. There's no such thing as matzah. D'lefi da'ato leka shum mitzvah ba'olam. According to him, there's no mitzvahs, because hashkafis, his emunas don't exist. So if his emunas don't exist, there's no context for all of the mitzvahs.
What do you say with shalosh v'loshma? You can't say that over here?
Shalosh v'loshma means when I do the mitzvah, I do it for an ulterior motive. I do it because I want people to look up to me. I want people to think I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm not coming to Beis Medrash because I want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has nothing to do with emunah. That's what's my motivation in doing a mitzvah. Let's say I eat matzah because of social pressure. I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. My father will be able to get upset at me if I don't eat it. That's Shalai Lishma. But you believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here we're discussing a guy Pasha doesn't believe. So if you don't believe, mitzvahs make no sense. So it must be that belief is the precursor to performing mitzvahs. We're now discussing belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam, basic, Anoche Hashem Elokecha. I would argue that's the same for all of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Why don't they appear, if they're going to be such important concepts, why don't they appear in the Chumash? The answer is, this is the context, this is the assumptions, latent assumptions of Yiddishkeit. They're not mitzvahs, just like Anoche Hashem Elokecha. Is not a mitzvah, it's the context. Even the Rambam, if we ever get to it, maybe we'll have a Shir and Amunah, the Rambam doesn't mean that simply belief is a mitzvah. The Rambam means much more than that. That's why he counts it. He doesn't mean simple belief. The Rambam means more. But just believing the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot be a mitzvah. That's the context for everything. A similar concept you find with regards to Geirus. Look over here, Oiz Zayin, the Gemara says in Krisus, what is the formula for Geirus? So it's based on the Pasuk in Parashat Shlach, Kochem Kogir, like you, like the Geir. It's pasuk by a carbon chatos, that you both bring it the same. So the Gemara learns out a different concept from this, that it compares us to the ger. Kavoisechem, how does a ger become a ger? Just like you, kachem kager. Ma avoisechem lo nichlesu lebris el b'milu v'tfilah v'artoz dam. We only became Jewish at the time of Maimon Har Sinai through milu tfilah and a carbon. Afheim, so too Geirus Li'olam is with a Mila, Tvila, and a carbon. Oh, we don't have a carbon anymore. How do we still have Geirim? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, L'doray Seichem, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. Wherever you are, in any time period, you can have Geirim, even if there's no carbonus. But the formula is learned out from Har Sinai. The problem is,
Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that you're going to do, they don't need a Muna?
We'll get to it. Huh?
If Bechon will agree that
Misas
will be also someone who is not keeping Shabbos, so
he doesn't believe in Shabbos.
No, he's not considered Mechai
Shabbos. Oh, you're saying? Well, he's talking about mitzvah, not Isurim. He's talking about mitzvah, not Isurim. Mitzvah, your Maisa mitzvah, doesn't mean anything.
He doesn't know
it's
Shabbos.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, yeah, of course. If a guy keeps Shabbos, has no idea, and he doesn't believe in God, but he's a stam, a lazy guy, and he doesn't do anything all day Shabbos, no malachas, he sits in bed, he doesn't get Shabbos.
If he's a kofer, he's not Michael Shabbos.
I didn't say that. That would mean he have to not know it's Shabbos. And he knows it's Shabbos.
Okay.
But Rabbi said, look over here, Oiz Zayin, the Gemara says, how do you have Geirus? Mila, Tvila, Karbon. There's a major missing piece over here. What is Geirus all about? Kabbalah Tol Mitzvahs. The guy didn't accept, at Har Sinai, we accepted the Torah. What about them? They had a Mila, Tvila. We did. We had a Karbon too. But we also accepted the Torah. Why isn't that mentioned in the Gemara?
Physical things you have to do. The Emunah is a spiritual
thing. What Emunah? Accept to do the mitzvahs.
That's something you do internally. This is a real, you got to cut up your skin. You got to do it.
Interesting. But if I were listening to a Ger who comes to Geirus, would you not tell him something about mitzvahs along the way? I'm saying you wouldn't mention that. It's kind of how
ikar chasam
and asefer.
The ticket is these
three
things.
No, it's not good enough.
Sorry, the ticket is
the yeah, and not even a moon, a mitzvah. The guy has to accept to keep Shabbos. So Moshe Soloveitchik said the reason why it's not mentioned in the Gemara Kabbalah so mitzvahs because that's what Geirus means. Thus haste Geirus. Geirus means he wants to be a Jew. What does a Jew mean? Jew doesn't mean he identifies as a Jew. A Jew means he wants to keep Torah mitzvahs. That's what the Rasag writes in the Amunas Videos over here. Oischas l'fishu umunaseinu b'nei Yisrael. Our Uma, our nation, ain't a Uma el b'tarasera. There's no such thing as nationality being a Yid unless a person means Torah mitzvahs. So it's so pushit that that's the context for what, that's the environment, that's what Geirus means, is that he wants to keep Torah mitzvahs. So too, with regards to Emunah and Deus, yes.
So it's going back to what I asked before. So extrapolate, is the Emunah is the Torah mitzvahs, or the Emunah is a separate of the Torah mitzvahs?
That's the premise.
The premise.
You can't have Torah mitzvahs unless you believe. If you don't believe, what's Shach Torah mitzvahs?
Learning Torah without Emunah.
Shazer Rabbi Chanan, garnish with garnish.
We have a history of those individuals.
We do. The Ksoisid. So Rabbi Chanan says, such a guy who's learning is a misasik, meaning he's enjoying himself, but he's not. We had people who had contradictions. They weren't shomim Torah mitzvahs. They believed, but they I don't know. We didn't. We don't have to dissect their mashavas. But says Rabbi Chanan, a person has to believe in something in order for there to be mitzvahs. So okay, so that was the introductory comment, meaning the Amunah is that the Rambam lists in his Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah in the Perish HaMishnayos to the 10th Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin, if there's such important things, the Rambam calls them Ikrei Hayados, Visoidei, Hadas, they're so important, why aren't they in the Chumash? The answer is, because those are the premises, those are the assumptions that Yiddishkeit makes. You can't have Torah and Mitzvahs unless you first have those assumptions and those premises.
Prerequisites,
exactly.
Which is probably why the exception to the rule of Kol Yisrael Yeshua Chelek Olamav is because if you don't have the money, you fall into those exceptions.
I have to understand what you're saying, but okay. We'll get back. Say it again. If it's... But what does the Rambam mean to accomplish? Okay, so the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos to the 10th Perek lists 13 what he calls Ikrei Emunah, or Ikrei Yadus. He calls them Yesoidos. It's hard to know because it's written in Arabic and translated. So he calls them Ikarim in one place, in one place he calls them Yesoidos, fundamentals. What does he mean to accomplish by collecting these 13, what we'll call assumptions or presumptions of Yiddishkeit? What does the Rambam mean to accomplish by doing this? So if I would ask you, what does the word Ikar mean? It can mean a bunch of different things. Ikar, we know from other contexts, could sometimes mean Ikar and Tafel. It can sometimes mean primary, as opposed to secondary or unimportant. So that's how the Abarbanel, in his Sefer HaNemunah called the Rosh Emunah, the Abarbanel understood the Rambam to be saying, these are the Ikarim, these are the things you have to believe in, everything else is a Tafel. And the Abarbanel finds that offensive. The Abarbanel says, you have to believe in anything, everything. Al-Kena Marti Shatur Al-Lokis, that's over here, Ois Test, Kula Emes, everything is true. V'chol mitzvah says, "Nitztavu min haShemayim." Everything is min haShemayim. V'chol mitzvahs katan kagadol k'mayzeh kein mayzeh. The Abarbanel says you can't say these are the 13 things you have to believe in. Everything else, not, can't be. V'achein hamanti she'in roi she'yunchu b'Torah l'kis ikarim v'lo yisoidos. It doesn't make sense to have fundamentals and principles because that implies that there are things that are not fundamental, not principles, but everything is. You have to believe in everything, says the Abarbanel. So what's Shaykh to list Ikarim? That implies things you don't have to believe in, you have to believe in everything. I don't think that's what the Rambam meant at all.
So he wouldn't have a Yud Gimel Ikarim like the Rambam? He disagrees with
him. He disagrees. There's no such concept. He finds it offensive. What, these 13? You can't call this an Ikar. Everything is an Ikar.
That's not what he meant.
So that's not what the Rambam meant, okay? The Abarbanel thought that he meant. That's not what the Rambam meant. I'll show you why. The Rambam's eighth Ikar in Emunah is every ois in the Torah is true. Now look over here. Turn the page. Ois Yudalid. The Rambam writes Shloish Shehein Hakayf from the Torah. The second part of Ois Yudalid. Ha'ayim Shehein HaTorah Mim Hashem. A person who says the Torah is not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Afilu Pasuk Echad. Afilu Teva Achas. Even one pasuk, one ois, is not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Harei Zakayf from the Torah. The Abarbanel adds the stories too. It's very interesting. The Abarbanel adds even the Sipurim HaTorayim have to be emes, have to be from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person denies one ois, says the Abarbanel, he's a kofer. But the Rambam would subscribe to the same idea. So that's why I don't think when the Rambam was composing his Yud Gimel Ikrim, or compiling his Yud Gimel Ikrim, that he was trying to list those things that you have to believe in versus the things that were a tuffel. So that's how the Barbanel understood it, and that's why he objected.
The Barbanel saw this one of the Ikrim is to believe in Kolotarikul, right?
Right, so the Barbanel thought, and he explained them, he says it explicitly, Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch also says like this in his letters, they thought the Rambam was being influenced as a reaction to other religions. So therefore, just like in other religions, you have a catechism, you have five pillars of whatever. Yeah. So the Rambam was trying to do the same thing to Yiddishkeit. So that, and by them, what it means, and these are the principles you have to believe in, everything else, not. So that's why the Abarbanel is coming from that perspective. That's how he understood. He put the Rambam in that context, and that's how he understood
it. It's like anti-enlightenment, basically. Like scientific enlightenment, right? Because the scientific process of the Rambam.
I'm not sure. How does scientific...
Meaning like what you were saying in terms of the five pillars and the 13 principles.
No, those are eager beliefs everybody has to subscribe to.
Right, but he's creating a category system.
I don't think that's what the Rambam's doing at all.
Well, that's what the Barbanel was receiving.
Yes, correct. That's why many were opposed, for the same reason as the Barbanel, many are opposed to saying, that was the classic opposition to Yigdal, or the Animamins that you find in the Siddur. Yigdal, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was opposed to saying the Yigdal, the Maral, and the Maril, and the Marshal were also opposed to saying Yigdal, because Yigdal is a poem that parallels the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. It's 13 lines, each one corresponding to one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. So the Maril was opposed to saying Yigdal, because he felt if you say it every day, or the Animamins you say every day, that implies that these things we believe in more than everything else. They found the basis for this opposition from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says that there was a minig in the Beis HaMikdash to say Aseres HaDibros every day before Shema. And then they tried to institute this practice, Bigvulin. Here, the second line, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulin, Bikshu Likrois Kain. Even in, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to read the Aseres HaDibros every day before Kriya Shema. And they wouldn't allow them. El Shekvar Bitlum Ibnei Harumas Haminim. They were afraid that people would assume, the Kaifram would assume that these are the 10 things you have to believe in and everything else not. So if they wouldn't let them say Aseres HaDibros every day. That's why the Rambam himself, this is probably why the Rambam can't mean what the Abarbanel understood him to mean, that these are the only 13 things you have to believe in, because the Rambam himself in the Tshuva was asked about standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. So the Rambam says he was opposed to it. Nishol Ordois Mashahara Chacham Echad Shekol Ish Asher Yamad Beis Kriyas Aseres HaDibros Lori Ligarboi. He says we should be against those, or give musar to those who stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. Ufi Shemai Sezed Darki Aminim Hu Shaimim Sheyes Yisron LaAseres HaDibros Ashar Parashias HaTorah. You're saying that there's added weight, significance to the Aseres HaDibros more than the rest of Torah, and that's not true. All of Torah is equally valuable and equally min Hashemayim. So that's why the Rambam was opposed to standing up for the Aseres HaDibros too. We have the minhag to stand up. This is only the Rambam and the Tshuva. So they followed the Rambam. Rav Avadya follows the Rambam, yeah. Rav Moshe said, though, it's different from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, they're just reading the Aseres HaDibros every day. Here, we're relating the whole Torah. We just stand up for certain parts. Rav Moshe said we're standing up for the dramatic parts. We stand up the end of a Sefer. We stand up Az Yoshir. Doesn't mean that this is the only part that's Min HaShamayim. Or you stand the whole time. I stand the whole time. Or there are some who stand up the whole Aliyah to avoid the whole Shiloh of the Aseres HaDibros. But Rav Moshe writes, Mi'ikar HaDin, he doesn't think it's a problem because it's different than the Gemara in Brachos. But Lamaisa, you see that the Rambam himself was opposed to it because it gives the impression that this is more important than everything else. So that's why there were those who were opposed to saying Yigdal every day, or the Animam, the Chafetz Chaim writes in his letters, he said Animam in every day. The Shomer Amunim, I think, said Animam in five times, by Shachris, by Mincha, by Ma'ariv. Throughout the day also he recommends, by lunch, say the Animamins. So some were very into it, but the Shva Kodesh was very into the Yigdal. Others were also into the Yigdal. But many were opposed to it because it implies that these 13 things are the only things you have to believe in, kind of like the other religions have, that you have to recite your Amunah every day. And therefore they were opposed to saying Yigdal. Others are opposed to saying Yigdal for other reasons. There's other reasons to oppose Yigdal. Number one, we don't know who wrote it. We don't know. It used to be assumed it was the Rambam, but based on the style of it and the time that it appeared, it's not the Rambam. So that now it's assumed, this is what Rabbi Arya Kaplan writes, and others write too, it's assumed to be written by Rav Daniel HaBavli. Rav Daniel HaBavli was a contemporary of the son of the Rambam, of Rav Avraham ben Rambam, often a critic of the Rambam. So Rav Daniel HaBavli probably composed it. They say that that's why it's called Yigdal. Yud Gimel, because it corresponds to the 13 Ikrei Amunah, and Daud Lamed, which is an abbreviation of his name. They think it's Rav Daniel HaBavli. So that's why they say that the Ari HaKadosh was against saying, Rav Chaim Vital says Ari HaKadosh was against saying Yigdal, because the Ari HaKadosh only said things that were from the Tanoim. If it was from the Rishonim, he wouldn't say it. Half the Piyutim are Rabbi Lazar Kalir. So it's the two days in Tysus, who was Rabbi Lazar Kalir? One opinion is that he was a Tana, one opinion is that he was much later. So he held that he was a Tana. That's what he says. So he held Rabbi Lazar Kalir was a Tana, so he only said things from Tanoim. If it was from Rishonim, he didn't say it. Others don't say Yigdal, the Ani Mamin also the Rambam didn't write. We don't know who wrote it, but it wasn't the Rambam. It's very different than the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos. There's an article by...
It's different in the room, not in concepts. Same 13.
It's described differently. No. Same 13, but it's described differently. Rabbi Lazar, there's a Teitz's great grandfather. His grandfather is Pinchas Teitz. Was there Pinchas Teitz, the Rav of Elizabeth? But Pinchas Teitz came to Elizabeth because he married the former Rav of Elizabeth's daughter, Elazar Meir Prel. So Rabbi Elazar Meir Prel has a sefer called Sefer Ma'or. And that Sefer Ma'or, he has a whole tshuva where he goes through, he picks out all the differences in the animam, between the animam and we have in the Siddur and the Parish of Mishnayos. But besides that, so it's mistakes. It might not be authentic. If it doesn't correspond to the Rambam, so then we don't know who wrote it. We're afraid to say it. Even in the Yigdal, there's one Ikra and Amunah that's missing. That's why some think a Kleifer wrote it. Because there's one Ikra and Amunah that's missing. The Ikra and Amunah 5. Not to daven to anybody other than the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't appear in Yigdal. Because the fifth line of Yigdal is Hinay Adayin Olam L'chol Noitzar Yorei Gedu Asayu Malchusay. But it's supposed to say you're not to daven to anybody else, but it doesn't say it there. It says Hinay Adayin Olam L'chol Noitzar, he's the God of everyone. So some say it's a Tol Sofer. It should say Yoideh. So if you say Yoideh, that means to daven to him, and it would appear. But anyway, so the Yigdal is a Gantz Tumul. Maybe not to say it at all. We don't know who wrote it. There might be mistakes. Dani Mamin, same thing. But others were opposed to it because of the reason of the Barbanel. You're implying that there are these things we believe in, and everything else is a Tafel. So that's, I don't think the Rambam meant to do that by compiling the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah, that these are the things you have to believe in and nothing else. It would be hard to believe. The Rambam himself is opposed to standing for the Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam himself says you have to believe in everything. It's probably not what the Rambam meant to accomplish. Okay, so if that's not what he meant to accomplish, we're back to the drawing board. What does Ikar mean? So another possibility is that an Okar, an Ikar could also be like a Shoresh, like a root. Meaning these are the fundamentals that everything be boiled down to. Pashut. So everything boils down to these 13 things. That's how the Sefer Ikrim understood the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef Albo, one of the Rishonim, a Talmud from Rabbi Chasdoi Kreskis, who was a Talmud of the Ran. So Rabbi Chasdoi Kreskis, who was the Sefer Ikrim's Rebbe, a Talmud of the Ran, he was the Rebbe of the Rivash and the Baal Amor. Rabbi Chasdoi Kreskis and the Sefer Ikrim both understood the Rambam in that way. That he was saying, these are all of the religion boils down to these 13 principles. The problem with that is, Rav Chasdoi Kreskis already points out, you could boil it down further. The Rambam has, within the Yud Gimel Ikrim, things that are extrapolations could be derived from other Ikrei Amunah. And in fact, the Sefer Ikrim says, if you really boil it down, all you're left with is three. Haderach Hanochan Shiir Li Besfiras HaYikrim Shem Sharasim V'Yasadis L'Tarel Kilshu. He says the Ikrim, the basics, the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit are really three. This is what everything derives from these three Yesaidus. That is Metzius Hashem, believing in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashgach, because from that emanates, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, then he clearly runs the world, and many of the Ikri Amunah can be derived from that. Then Schar V'Yonish, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, he exists in the world, he runs the world, and Torah Min HaShamayim. Says the Sefer Ikrim, everything emanates from that. Here's a beautiful idea. He says, that's why we have three brachas on Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus, Zechrinus, and Shaifris. Each one corresponds to one of these three fundamentals. Malchus is the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechrinus, he remembers that which we do, Schar V'yoynish. Shaifris is Torah Min HaShamayim, because at the Kabbalah HaTorah there was a call Shaifer, Ha'olek V'chazik Ma'oid. We begin Shaifris, Atan Eglais, Ba'anan K'vaydecha, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed yourself in the cloud of glory. So this is, describes Kabbalah HaTorah.
Metzias Hashem is not simple. It's a complicated.
Of course.
So Metzias Hashem alone doesn't get you to the
Yigil. But with what it implies,
there's no body, there's no image, there's a lot of.
But logical conclusions from there. If the Ribbono Shel Olam exists,
and if it's not, it could be any. Metzias Hashem.
Yeah, you need. It's not enough with that. You need Schar V'Yoynish. And it's not enough with those two, because then we have to share that in common with other religions. You need Torah, you need Torah.
There's no image. There's no image. There is a God. It's not enough. There is a God. It's not enough. There are plenty of people who live in another God.
He gives you 12
nations.
Or Shmaya Yisrael would be
enough. I thought Kreskis boiled it down to 8. He boiled maybe more. He has 8.
So not 13, not
Sefer Ikrim said it's 3. Many people make a mistake and they think from this Sefer Ikrim, you hear it often misquoted, that all you have to believe in is 3 things. The Rambam said you have to believe in 13. Sefer Ikrim was upside. All he said you have to believe in is 3. This is not what you have to believe in. Everyone agrees you have to believe in everything. This is just what does it boil down to? Meaning how many fundamental principles are there, you know, like primary colors in the whole list of colors that you have in the, you know, how many primary colors are there? So how many fundamentals are there from everything that everything derives from there? So Sefer Ikrim said everything boils down to 3. So that's a good point. So then why does the Rambam have 13? So some say the Shlach HaKadosh writes that the Rambam had a Messiah that there were 13. Well, you have a Messiah that there were 13. It's supposed to correspond to the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, which correspond to the Bnei Yisoschar links to the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bohem. So maybe he had some sort of Messiah that there was supposed to be 13. We could link all of them, all three, but now is not the time for that. So maybe there's what to do, Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Bohem, Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna. But it could be, and in fact, boils down to less than that. It could be, as I say, that's what the Shlach HaKadosh argues. But it's a hard argument. The Pashup Shad is, that's not what the Rambam means either. If the Rambam were listing fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, you could boil it down to less than 13. Maybe you could boil it down to 3. So now again, we're left with nowhere. What does the Rambam seek to accomplish by compiling this list of 13 premises, these 13 basics in Emunah? Why compile a list? The Abarbanel thought he was giving a list of things that you had to believe in, and he takes him to task for that. The Sefer Ikrim, and it can't be what the Rambam means. Sefer Ikrim says it's fundamentals. These are ikarim like sharag, like roots, that everything sprouts from that. But if that were the case, then why do you need 13? It should have been enough with 3.
What's the difference if there's tariyak mitzvahs, or 284 mitzvahs, or 4,963?
What's the significance of tariyak?
What's the significance? It's the same thing with the significance of Yud Gimel. There's no significance, so it's a numbers game. That's all it is.
What did the Rambam accomplish by doing it? That's the question. What is he?
He's trying to get you.
He goes to great lengths to do this.
It's the same as Taryag. We go through great lengths to figure out Taryag. There's much more than Taryag.
There's more than Taryag mitzvahs.
There's more than Taryag mitzvahs.
No, there aren't.
Of course, there are more than Taryag mitzvahs.
No, there aren't.
So Brisker Rav has a famous vart. The Brisker Rav's vart is printed in Agada Shel Pesach from Beis Levi. It's quoted by other secondary sources. That's a secondary source, but it's quoted by other secondary sources as well. And it's so glaich that it's pashut once you hear it. But if you look at the Rambam in the Parasha Mishnah, it's over here, Ois Yud Gimel. The Rambam, after he quotes the Mishnah that he's commenting on, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak Li'olam Haba. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is a Chelak in Olam Haba. Ve'elu She'en Lahem Chelak Li'olam Haba. These people do not have a Chelak in Olam Haba. Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, Ein Torah in HaShamayim in Apikoros. Someone who denies Tchias HaMeisim denies Torah in HaShamayim and in Apikoros. That's where the Rambam uses that as an opening to tell you to define what is an Apikoros. And he says it's anyone who doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. And he writes, Kasher Yiyu, this is his postscript after all of that. Kasher, after he lists the 13 Ikrei Emunah, he writes, Kasher Yiyu Kayyamim Ma'adam Kol Yisaydis Halalu, when a person believes in all of these 13 things, V'amunasa Behem Amitis, his Emunah in them is complete, Harehu Nichnas Bechlau Yisrael, then he becomes included in Klal Yisrael. He's included in the word Yisrael. Not for all reasons. I don't think he means to say a global statement. He's talking about what he's talking about here, the context. With regards to Olam Haba, to be considered a Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek LeOlam Haba, you must believe in these 13 things. That's what he's doing. It's a minimal amount of belief to be Zeicha to Olam Haba. If you don't believe in these 13 things, there are other things you have to believe in. And if you believe in these 13 and not something else, meaning you miss something else besides you're a Rasha. I mean, that's what the Rambam says. But then if you continue on, if a person then does an Avera, or I would argue he doesn't believe in something else that's not one of the Yisrael. Then he's, okay, he's an Avarian. But if a person believes in these 13 things, he is Zaychat Olam Haba. If he does not believe in these 13 things, he is not Zaychat Olam Haba. So the way the Brisker Rav understands the Rambam in collecting Yigim Ikrei Emunah and what they represent are a minimal set of beliefs that a person has to subscribe to them, he has to believe them, in order to be Zaychat Olam Haba. This could help us understand a difficult Rambam. Brisker Rav doesn't make this connection, but others do. The Rambam writes in the third parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam is very caught up in defining who's a min, who's a kaifer, who's an apikores. He says there's five minim, there's three apikarsim, there's three kaiferim. The Chazon Ish points out the Rambam is not consistent in his uses of these terms. And that's why colloquially they're all interchangeable. Even within the Rambam they're interchangeable. An apikores could also be called a kaifer. If you're calling names, you should just be aware. An apikores could also be called a kaifer, could also be called a min. The Rambam here goes to great lengths, but they're basically interchangeable. So the Rambam writes, Chamisha hein hanikrai minim. There are five that are called minim. One of them is the last over here, third in the list. Ha'omer sheyesh shem ribon echad. He agrees that there's one God. Aval shehu guf ubal tmuna. He has a body. So Rambam says he's a min. So the Ravid is upset about this. V'lama kargo zem min. Why does he call him an apikaris? V'kama gedolim v'toivim mimenu. Sounds like the Ravid agrees he's wrong. But he says there are many people greater than the Rambam. Hochu bazua machshava. They thought this. Why? Lefi masharo b'mikros. The psukim imply that he has a guf. V'yoytzim imasharo b'divrei agadot hamishab shoyses hadeos. The pasuk speaks about an outstretched arm, mighty hand. That implies etzba lekim. That implies Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. Huh? Harunaf. So the rabbi says, even if they believe it, it's not their fault. Basically, how can you blame people and call him a min? It's not his fault. The psukim led him astray. So Reb Chaim explained the Rambam. Reb Chaim is quoted here by Rabbi Chanan in the same Sefer Kovitz Mamorim. Here Rabbi Chanan writes, "V'shamati she'mayiv Rabbi Agrach b'kfir aloy shayach shaygeg." When it comes to being a kofer, there's no argument. It's not my fault. I didn't know better. There's no such argument. And the Rabbi Reb Chaim has his Yiddish phrase, "Hanebach apikaris is oicha apikaris." Whether we feel bad for him, or we don't feel bad for him, it's his fault, it's not his fault. Lamaisa, he's an apikaris. So they explain that this Reb Chaim is going again, is following the same idea as was articulated by the Brisker Rav. And that is, for the Rambam, you must believe in these 13 things to be zeicha to Olam Haba. If you don't, it's not a punishment. It's not a punishment that you lose Olam Haba if a person is an apikaris. It's because if you don't believe, you can't comprehend what Olam Haba is all about. The Rambam writes in the Mori Nevuchim, Olam Haba is an intellectual experience that a person now has a greater understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person does, that's how the Rambam describes Olam Haba, is an intellectual understanding, which, an epiphany that you didn't have before. So if a person doesn't believe, he's pashut not shayach to Olam Haba. It's not the pshat that he's punished and he doesn't get Olam Haba. If you don't believe, you cannot contemplate it and you have no shaykhs, you are irrelevant to Olam Haba. The Ravid understood probably Olam Haba in a different way. So the Ravid says, if it's not your fault, so why should you lose Olam Haba? Why are we punishing you that you lose Olam Haba? You're a shaygeg. And I believe that the Rambam here is again saying what the Brisker Rav would say, is that if you don't believe, you're pashut not shaykh to Olam Haba. It has no shayachas to you. It's not a punishment. If you don't believe these 13 things, lemaisa, then you are not a mamin, you're a min, and an apikaris, and a kofer, which means that a person loses Olam Haba. Why? Because in order to be Zeicha Toilam Habo, you have to believe in these 13 things. You know, as a mushal, let's say a person is in an algebra class, and he fails the algebra class, and then he wants lahavdil elif alfay abdolus, and then he wants to go on to calculus. You can't go on to calculus and say, well, it wasn't my fault. I failed. I had a hard semester. Lemaisa, you won't understand calculus. It doesn't make sense for you to sit in the class. So too, for the Rambam, it doesn't make sense to be an Olam Haba if you are not a Mamin. I don't think you'll get punished. That's why Rabbi Chanan asks on the Rambam a contradiction. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim,
wouldn't kafir be more like not a passive, but an active act to be a kafir rather than say...
So the Rambam says, no. That's the Rabbi's perspective. You have to be a kafir to lose Olam Haba. The Rambam says, no. You have to be a Maimon to be Zarek at Olam Haba. If you slept through all of life and were not a Maimon, you can't be Zarek at Olam Haba.
What about a teenage Shanizba?
It's not his fault. The guy over here got led astray by the Psuk. It's the Psukim's fault. Or what about a teenage Shanizba? So Reb Chaim said, and never have because I cannot be cursed. You still don't get
the word Haomer.
We'll get to it. One second. Perfect. It's a great deal. One second. So the Rambam, though...
The Rambam actually uses the word. That he's supposed to believe this, but I'm not believing.
But the Rambam says that beferish. He says ha'omer.
Oh. So the Rambam, though, Al-Khanan asks a contradiction to this vart in the Rambam, that a Nebuchadnezzar curse is also not be cursed, even if you're a shoygeg, you're a kaifer, from a Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that a kaifer, an apikaris, is meridim v'loy malin. You're supposed to kill him. Chazanish writes, even if we would have a kaifer and apikaris today, we don't do this. That was only when it was going to create a chizuk hadas. That would create an inspiration for greater religious observance. Nowadays, the Chazanish said it will not work. If anything, we'll do the opposite. So Chazanish says we should embrace them by voice sahava with embraces of love rather than pushing people away. That's neither here nor there. The Rambam writes that if a person is a kaifer, may read him v'loy malin, you kill him. But on the second line he writes, "Bamed dvarim amurim, beisha kaver b'tarish b'al peh b'machshavto v'dvarim shenir eloi." A person was kaifer because of his own mistake, meaning because of his own deos. Avol b'nei hatoyim ha'ela. What if it's the son of a toya, person who made a mistake? Uvenei v'neim, v'noldu b'nei hakaroyim v'godu oisam al datam. He raised them based on this religion or whatever, not Yiddishkeit. Harei hu ketinok shenishba. He's like a tinok who was taken captive by the Nochrim. It's not his fault. Lefichach roi lachzirim b'tshuva l'moshchem b'divrei shalom al shiyatsu l'eisan ha-Torah. Says the Rambam, we should be makariv them. We shouldn't be maridim v'loy malin. So said Rabbi Chanan, don't you see from here that a kaifer b'shoigeg is called a shoigeg? Is a tinok shenishba. So I'll say, no. You don't see from... Rabbi Chanan has his own teretz. To me, it's pashit. You don't see from here a kasha at all. We don't punish the guy. Meaning, maridim v'loy malin is a punishment. We're not going to punish a tinok shenizba. A person is not bikareis by accident. It's not his fault. He doesn't know any better. He never received the proper Jewish education. We're not going to punish him. He's not maridim v'loy malin. But all the Rambam meant to say is he loses Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not a punishment. In order to be zeicha to Olam Haba, you have to believe. If you don't believe, Olam Haba has no relevance to you.
He never had it. L'chadchila, he
never had it.
So it comes be'en the emunah.
Correct.
He never had it. So it was never taken away.
That's right.
Well, it was taken away from the parents. Meaning like the previous generation.
Yeah. Who went off to Derech. Correct. All the Rambam means is over here, we don't punish him. That's what the Chazanish means too. It's everyone, the Velt says the Chazanish disagreed with this Reb Chaim. Chazanish held that when it comes to Kfira and Apikarsis, there is a Shaygeg. And a person who is a Tinek Shenishba is not an Apikaris and is not a Kaifer. Where do you see this from?
In any case, he's not going to get Olam Haba. What's the difference?
That's what I would argue. Chazanish says over here, Simen Aleph Ois Vav, he says, Ois En Shavois of Pir Shumidachi Atzibar, a person who was raised without Torah is Yisrael l'chol davar. The Chazanish is talking about Shechita. That means a person does not be kares b'shaygig, is a tinok shenishba, his Shechita is not treif. Perhaps He could be, he could count for a minyan. If he doesn't believe in God, he certainly can't daven for an amud. But his tefillah doesn't mean anything, as the Rebbe Chanan said. A guy who doesn't believe in anything certainly can't say brachas. It's misasik. But maybe he's a yid. Okay, he's a yid. That's because the Chazon Ish understood the idea that a mumar dino ka'akum, that we relegate a person to a status of an akum when he's a mumar, when he doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, is a punishment. So Chazon Ish said, if he's a tinek shenishba, we don't punish him with the status of mumar dino ka'akum. But that doesn't. That's not what Reb Chaim is talking about. Reb Chaim is talking about to be zayecha to olam haba, to be a Yisrael, that you get olam haba. That not. He's still an apikaris. In order to get olam haba, you have to be a maimon. It's not that you have to be an apikaris to lose it. You have to be a maimon in order to be zayecha to it.
He's just not a maimon.
That's right. So in order to get olam haba, that's what the yugim ikrei emuna represent. Is the entrance exam to olam haba. If you believe in it, you're in. If not, for whatever reason, a nebuch apikaris also an apikaris. He's not. He doesn't get out of my bar. Do we punish him? No. He doesn't. It's not Maridim V'loi Malin in a time when they did that. He's not, maybe not Mumar Dino Ka'akum. Maybe he's not Mumar Dino. Many disagree with this Chazon Ish. Maybe doesn't. Maybe he's not Mumar Dino Ka'akum. That's a punishment too, that status. But he's not Zeicha
Tayyel Mabo. The difference between someone who's a neutral and someone who rejects. Apikoris rejects.
That
excellent. What about a person who's neutral? The doubter. The conscientious doubter. What about that guy? So look over here.
Doubter is not neutral. Neutral is someone who just is neutral.
What is neutral mean?
I don't know all his life.
Does he believe or doesn't he believe?
Yeah. He doesn't know.
No, but then you're not believing.
Then you don't. You're not zayecha.
You're not an apikaris.
Right. We're not going to punish you.
That's right.
But if he's a teenage shenishba, imam is no shayches.
Both are going to olam haba. One is going to get
einshin. Yeah. No.
No. You have to be a maimon. And that's what the yugam and emuna are about. That's all they represent. You gotta believe in these three. Otherwise, that's what the Rambam tells you in the Maariv. I mean, it makes no sense. You're not shayach to olam haba. You don't. You have no. I mean, it's irrelevant to you because that's only for maminim who are interested in these things.
As much as you want, it's still not about it. You're not thinking about it. You don't believe.
That's right. It's not a knas. What if a person though is mesupuk? He has doubts. Many people have doubts in emuna. What about such a person? So Leslie was medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says back in Oisya Dawud, you have to in order to lose olam haba. You have to say ha'omer she'ein shem aloika ve'ein la'elokim ani. You have to say it. It sounds like if you think it, it's not enough. You have to articulate it that there's no ribono shel olam. But if you look in the Rambam, you say the Torah over the last, second to last, Ois Yud Ches. The Rambam writes called ha'maga al daito she'ein shem aloika acher. Anybody who entertains the thought that he has a serious doubt, I don't think it means he has a question. You have to distinguish between questions and doubts. But called ha'maga al daito she'ein shem aloika acher. Anybody who has in a doubt has entertains the possibility that there's another God. Kofer be'ikar, he was a kofer be'ikar. Shezehu ikar agadol shel kol
tohu. This is an action.
Even if he doesn't say it.
Bal al dato is someone who is positively, affirmatively believing in something else.
No, he's entertaining the possibility.
That's right. It's an action.
That's not an action. Entertaining
the possibility.
I don't think ha'omer means he has to articulate it verbally. It means that's what he believes, and even further, if he entertains doubt. Why? So for this, it makes sense, because according to the Rambam, you got to believe to get in. If you have doubts, you're not a believer, you're not shayach. It's not a punishment if you don't believe that you lose. That's the Rambam understood like that. Olam haba, everyone has a ticket to it, you could lose it. The Rambam doesn't understand it like that. The Rambam understands that you have to earn your chelek in olam haba by believing. One last thing is that this could help us understand another Rambam. The Rambam writes, last thing, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, surprising Rambam, kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs v'nizel ha-soyson, let's say a nochri, accepts the sheva mitzvahs to do them, ha-reizem e-chasidei umas ha-olam. He's a chasidei umas ha-olam. V'yesh lo chelek lo-olam haba. He has a chelek in olam haba, a nochri, umas ha'olam. But says the Rambam, and no one else says this. But who? It doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. But who she yakabo oisun v'yaser oisun if they should tziva b'hen hakadosh baruch hu b'tayra? The nochri's got to do it because hakadosh baruch hu told him to. All right, and not only that, but hayti'enu adei Moshe Rabbeinu. He's got to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because that's an ikar in emuna. And if a nochri believes in the yud gimel ikar emuna. Says the Rambam, it could be zayecha to olam haba too. Olam haba means yes, very consistent. If a person, he's a mamin. If a nachri is a mamin, also zayecha to olam haba. So why? Because the yugim ha'ikrei emuna represent what a person needs in order to understand and to comprehend to be relevant to what Oyel Mabo is about. But in my son Ibn Achrei Hadas, he does it because he thinks it's the right thing to do, the ethical thing to do. He's a wise guy, but he's not Chassid Oyel Masa Oyel, he doesn't get Oyel Mabo. Even the Nachri. So what then does it mean, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Oyel Mabo? We start out with a Chelek. What does it mean, we start out with a Chelek Oyel Mabo? What I think it means is if you continue down the path that we're on, you'll get there. A Nachri, if you continue on the regular path that a Nachri is bound for, he won't get there. He'd have to veer from the path to become a Maimon. That's going to be a task for him. For us, it's simple. You follow in the normal path of the course of events, you'll become a Maimon. If a person veers from that, then he'll lose it. But what it means is, you know, it's not that for the realm you start out with a Chelek and Oyel Mabo, you got to be a Maimon to get a Chelek and Oyel Mabo.
If I use the word Yisrael, that implies that you're a Maimon. That's how you find
that's right. Word. Otherwise, you're not a Yisrael.
What?
Exactly. Kol Yisrael means you're a Maimon. Exactly.
Before you said you're not a Yisrael, you're not a Maimon. So that's
right.
The definition of
right.
How does it handle there where somebody dies prematurely okay. and they're like young and they pass
away? So, Katan.
And then they don't have the Maimon.
Right. So, you must have the caveat that your command, meaning that you're a bar. Like a katan, let's say.
Yeah.
A katan, get oil of my bar. Doesn't he get oil of my bar? You'll have to have a caveat for katanim and shaitim and this type of category. But yes, that would be a problem for this. For this. Okay.